It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
In my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, I go over a great deal of why it's so important to stop using plastics in your kitchen, your living environment, to stop storing your food in plastics because how it can leach into your body. Literally, the plastics will go into your body and ultimately build up and creating problems. But did you know that there are actually bigger environmental issues coming from plastic and that you may not actually be aware of? 90% of the ocean debris is made up of plastic, and more than 5 trillion plastic pieces weighing over 250,000 tons are afloat at sea. Now, toxic oceans means toxic body, and our next guest is here to share why it's so important for us to stop polluting Mother Earth. Let's welcome Christopher Hobbs, fourth generation herbalist, licensed acupuncturist, botanist, who is dedicated to inspiring people to appreciate and respect the natural world. Thanks for being here, Christopher.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sure. And you know, how does this plastic material that is all over now in our oceans affecting the human body?
Well, through a variety of routes. I think, first of all, we're going to talk about plastic on the beach and in the ocean, but it's a fact that we all know only too well, and that is that plastic is ubiquitous in our life. So almost, you know, any drink that we buy nowadays, I remember a number of years ago, I used to drink the only unsweetened tea that was on the market and was in a bottle, and that's why I liked it, and the bottle shape was great. And then after a while, I knew it was too good to last. It just seemed like such a clean product and healthful because of the catechins and everything. And then sure enough, it went to plastic. And it seems like a lot of the drinks that were formerly in glass, I can think of a few examples, went over to plastic. And if you, there have been studies done on a variety of people throughout the country, throughout the world for that matter, where they have been able to identify the amount of toxic chemicals that we're carrying in our body. And it's like kind of like a burden of chemicals that we have in our body. And so it's, and also plastic containers that we store food in, that we buy different types of food in, maybe put it in the microwave. I think a lot of us know that there are toxic chemicals leaching out of the plastic into our body, and this can be detected. And there are actually hundreds of chemicals that can be detected, some in the nanogram levels and some higher. But we all have heard about PCBs and polyvinyl chloride, PVC, you can really smell that stuff, phthalides, which are plastic softeners. So those are three of the main ones right there that are in a lot of different plastics. And even it's so ironic that, you buy if a family were to buy a beach floaty or something, and then you can smell that polyvinyl chloride and the phthalides that are being off-gassed. Swimming pools, that you would buy, that you would have in your backyard that you could fill up with water, you can really, especially when they're new, you can really smell that smell, and you can tell right away that, well, if it smells like that, then these chemicals, there's some types of chemicals that are off-gassing into the air, and so they must be migrating into the water as well. And a lot of those, a number of them are absorbable through our skin. They're lipophilic. In other words, they're more oil-soluble than water-soluble. But so they can migrate in through our skin, and we can inhale the phthalides. And so we're just, the picture is we're just exposed to so many of these plastic chemicals because plastic is so ubiquitous in our life. For instance, and if you drinking water from a plastic water bottle, which is so common in our world today, and then leave it on the dash or on the seat, and then it gets hot in the car, you can imagine that activates and speeds up the process of these chemicals migrating into the water, which then we're drinking. So some are water soluble, some are not. But the bottom line is a lot of them are migrating into our body, and they can be measured today at the nanogram level or even higher in our bodies. And so when you get a cocktail of these types of chemicals from plastics in our body, we know that this is having an effect on people, especially very, very young kids. Some of them are hormone mimickers. In other words, they bind to estrogen binding sites, testosterone binding sites. It's been linked to fertility problems in the United Kingdom and the UK. There have been a number of research articles on that. The fish, we know it's affecting the fish in streams, and so it's pollution that's not only affecting humans, but probably all up and down the food chain. And one thing I really want to mention in this regard, and that is the concept of biomagnification. And that is when you're eating vegetables and fruits, yes, we are getting some chemicals, plastics or pesticides and herbicides and so forth. We are getting some chemicals that are entering our body, we're absorbing. But it depends on what part of the food chain we're mainly eating. So if you're eating vegetables and fruits, green leafy vegetables, well, even then there are problems. But a new research study just came out recently on thiolide, which is a heavy metal in kale. So that's an example of you can get toxic metals or pesticides, herbicides directly from plant material, but it's a lot lower level than, say, if an animal eats that, like a cow eats the grass that has radioactive fallout, which is in the air, and accumulates in the grass, and that's at a really low level. But if a cow eats that and is concentrating that, it concentrates in their tissues, and then when we eat the cow, we're getting a much higher concentration. So that's called biomagnification. And so, in other words, the higher that you eat on the food chain, if you're eating more meat, less fruits and vegetables, you're going to get higher concentrations. As a vegetarian for 45 years, that's one of the many reasons why I became a vegetarian, is because of biomagnification. When I read about that, it just made so much sense. The lower that I eat on the food chain, vegetables and fruits, the less exposure I'm going to get, and this can be measured in the body again. So, plastic is especially problematic, and how can we get away from that? It's obvious that just practicing not using plastic, not using plastic bags, or if you do, rinse them out and reuse them, but it's better not to use plastic bags. A lot of people I know use cloth bags, and then go to glass as much as possible. So I take my glass jars right down to the co-op, and I'm lucky to have a co-op in town here in Davis, and I put my grains and muesli and so forth right into the glass jars, because I try to avoid plastic whenever possible because of all these reasons.
I'm right there with you. Yeah. You know, in Santa Monica, where my office is, we're not allowed to have styrofoam, type of foam packaging, which is great. And I do the exact same thing. Let's say I'm going to get some really good organic food takeout, I take my glass containers, just like you do, yeah. Which is great. You know, it's really the best way, I think. And the more people are aware of what plastic will do to their body, to their health, and of course, ultimately, our oceans. I mean, without our oceans, we're not going to have a lot. I mean, they don't realize how important the ocean is, really important for our water, the whole watering mechanism of our planet, but also for the socioeconomics, fishing, all of that. You know, our wildlife really needs our oceans. And when you see that patch, that big plastic patch out in the middle of Pacific Ocean, it is really scary.
And what you mentioned to begin with is such an amazing statistic. More than 5 trillion plastic pieces weighing over 250,000 tons are floating in the ocean. And you mentioned how important having a healthy ocean and maintaining ocean, or trying to maintain our ocean health and really paying attention to that is important.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, thanks so much, Christopher. Great information. Thanks for joining me. For your information, you can go to my website for Christopher Hobbs. This is Dr. Suzanne.